Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of LKSD Live. I suppose this would be season two. We've taken a little bit of a hiatus and we're happy to be back here at a different time of the day. It's coming up on 11 a.m. here in Bethel, Alaska on April 9th. Well, this is a great show. We've brought on some amazing guests this week to discuss their hopes and dreams and what they are expecting to see for their graduation ceremonies. Graduation is right around the corner. And without further ado, I will introduce some of our guests this week. This week, we are joined by four seniors from different schools. I'm going to introduce them a little bit and then they'll introduce themselves. We have Jim Tom over there in Tununic, Kaylee King in Mokoriak, Jamin Crow from Bethel, Alaska, and Joshua Putica in Bethel, Alaska as well. So happy to have you all here this morning. Really glad that we're able to get this together. I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to you, Kaylee King. The students this week are going to be interviewing each other about a couple questions pertaining to graduation. And Kaylee, without further ado, I'm going to spotlight you and throw on Jim Tom as well.
Hi, my name is Kaylee King, and I am an intern at KYUK, but I am a senior at Mokoriak, Alaska.
My name is Jim Tom Whitman. I'm a senior from Paul T. Albert Memorial School in Tununic, Alaska.
The first question is, how has the past year been different from the senior year that you imagined?
It's been different because all the COVID stuff and the remote learning is kind of hard to adapt to because, like, there's no teacher there and we're not having Zoom classes. We are going up to school to get our work. We are getting our work. We have to. There's examples and everything, but it's harder for some students because they're used to learning firsthand, face to face.
Did that affect the, like, your graduation?
Yeah, it affected me badly, and it's just hard to catch up, but I'm still getting through.
That's good. What has communication regarding graduation looked like? Like, how has your school been communicating with you for graduation?
They would call on the phone. They would call me, and they would ask if I've been doing stuff, if I've been working. They would, yeah, that's about it.
So they just called you for,
yeah,
like what you need?
They were telling me what I need to do, and yeah.
So do you feel like your voice is being heard, like, for your graduation? What do you want?
What's that supposed to mean?
What do you expect for your graduation and you're telling them? Like, do you think they're making the best for your graduation?
Yeah. I feel like they are.
That's good.
And, like, the high schoolers started coming up to school so they can, like, go on to the next level, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's pretty good.
What worked from last year's graduation that you'd like to see this year?
Honestly, I didn't look at the get. I didn't check the graduation last year.
Do you know what happened? Like,
No. I was busy at home doing chores. Yeah.
What do you think would work for you?
What I think would work for me? I actually don't know.
Like, do you want a ceremony? Like a traditional ceremony?
Can you give an example?
Like at a traditional ceremony, they'd be like up on a stage and
all the stage stuff. Probably not. Like, just invite family members, close friends, all that. Yeah.
What do you look forward to the most during or after your graduation?
After graduation, I'd like to go to Drop Corps and study for carpentry, all that all that stuff, like building houses, whatnot.
Did you take any classes for that during high school?
No.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about graduation?
For graduation, no, I like to keep it simple.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion, I guess.
Yeah.
I am one of two seniors here in McCormick, and currently I am the only senior that is being in school and actually getting the work done. I don't know this for sure, but I might be the only senior that is graduating in the Nuniwakmi school. I think we will be having a traditional, not a traditional ceremony. Last year they had like a parade with all the four-wheelers and the fire truck that we have here in town, which was cool, but I don't want to be the only one graduating. I'll be the only senior going around town, and I do not want to do that. And I want to keep it simple like you, I guess. I think that's all I have. So thank you, Jim, for being here and taking time out of school. I will pass it on to Jimmy and his interviewee. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kaylee, so much. Thank you, Jim, for a great interview. And I'm Jamin Crowe. I'm a senior at BRHS. I am a intern as well, same as Kaylee. And Josh, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Joshua Kudika. I go to school here at the Louisiana High School. And I finally can graduate.
All right, Josh, we'll dive right into it. We're going to kind of ask the same questions as Kaylee asked Jim, but they're obviously going to be different due to the different communities that we're in. So how has this past year been different from the senior year that you imagined?
Well, first, being online for the most of it wasn't as much as I wish it would be. Like, I kind of imagine there being school sports and then on senior night for basketball, going out, getting your rose, having my dad by me.
Yep. Josh, the next question is, have teachers been communicating with you about graduation? Have they asked you questions about what you want it to look like? And have you been involved in what graduation could be?
Yeah. Yeah, everyone in our class really has their own say in what's going on.
Nice. So last year was a very untraditional graduation, right? With having it at the Ayapkhun parking lot instead of in the BRHS gym. What do you think worked during that graduation? How can we translate that to our graduation? Like, what can we take from that graduation and bring it over to ours to make it better?
One of the issues, well, the good thing was the parade. It was pretty nice. And I think the thing that didn't work, I think people were complaining about the speakers having like a delay. And so like the people around them couldn't really hear that well.
Yeah, I remember that. I watched the graduation at home, and the speakers, there would be like a delay, really long delay. So the speaker would say something and then there'd be a pause. So you're just watching on TV, because if you're watching on TV, it was on time. But people in the trucks were listening to the radio. The radio had a delay, so it'd be quiet. And then like a minute later, you'd just hear a bunch of people honking for like applause. It was very funny. But yeah, I hope they get that fixed. But it was the parade as well. I was talking to one of our senior advisors, and they said they ordered car paint, streamers, and balloons. So we're also going to have a nice kind of parade. The next question is, what do you look forward to most before graduation? And then what do you plan on doing after graduation?
Before graduation, I'm planning on saving up some more money so I can help pay for college. And I'm going to be going to UAF and studying what's it called, basically biology. I forgot what it's called.
Do you have any? Have you ever thought of looking into graduation parties or anything, or are you trying to make sure you're socially distant? Because I know that has been a big question with me about graduation parties and everything. So I just want to, what are your thoughts on it?
I think social distancing is probably the safe bet.
One final question, Josh. Do you have any ideas of what you want to put on your car or vehicle for the parade?
Balloons, all of them. I want all balloons. I want good streamers on there too. Might as well repaint my car while I'm at it. So, yeah.
You are aware that it washes off in the rain, right?
It's whatever.
All right. Thank you so much, Josh. I think that wraps it up for us here. So thank you, Kaylee and Jim, for starting us off and having a great conversation. And then thank you, Josh. Thank you, Patrick, for setting this all up. For us, I know we have 6 more weeks until we graduate. I don't know what it is for you, Kaylee and Jim, but it's wrap 4. Yeah, it's wrapping up fast, and we're soaking in all the senior year we can get. So thank you for watching, and we hope to see you soon next time.